Welcome to Narratives. The Railway Man's Wife is set in Thirroul, a coastal mining town in southern New South Wales, at the end of the Second World War. The heroine, Annie, struggles to keep her family together after her husband dies in a mining accident.
It was evening when Mia and her mother reached their building. Overhead, the perpetual pale overcast of the sulphur-seeded sky had flared through the terrible red of sunset and was now starting to dim. Annifred flicked the car's headlights onto a higher beam as she guided it down, down, down to find their bay in the cavernous underground bunker of their building. "Just in time for Dad's call," said Mia, shouldering her bag and reaching out for her mother's as well. "Just in time." Annifred worried at the car's various locks and codes. "That was a long day, Miss Mia. I could use a quiet night." She tipped her head towards her daughters, laughing when their two crowns bumped. "You'll have caught me by the time you're 13 at this rate," she said, smoothing her daughter's pale hair. "How long have I got? A couple more months?" Mia watched their reflection in the brushed metal walls of the elevator as it carried them up. She liked this quiet, rectangular space, liked picking the similarities, the differences between her mother's shape and her own. She liked watching as the lift's numbers counted through the floor to theirs, the highest those numbers would go. "Mum," she said, butting her head on her mother's shoulder as the lift stopped, "I wanted to ask you, I've been having this strange little dream. Her mother was balancing shopping and propping the doors as Mia punched in the code to their place. "Tell me about it when we've eaten, love. I think I forgot to have lunch." And Mia laughed, pushing open the apartment's heavy door. She expected the silence of her grandfather, quietly waiting. He'd be reading. He'd be gazing through the window. He'd be sitting on the sofa, his pretty contraband parrots chatting by his knee. She was still amazed by how complete, how alive a real bird could be compared to the constrained and programmed movements of the faux ones that now graced the city's landscape. Instead, here was music loud and blaring. Here were several voices and the full squall of the fugitive birds, beneath all of which Mia heard the specific dial tone of her father's daily call. "I'll get that," she yelled, running towards the kitchen as she registered who was there. Her grandfather, his hands waving and his voice loud, her aunt and her aunt's granddaughter, her own young cousin, Adelaide. What were they doing in the city? Travel was such a rare thing now beyond the transitions. Her parents' stories of spontaneous comings and goings belonged to the unreal plots of old films and everyone talking at once. "It's Dad," Mia said, nudging her aunt Lissa clear of the screen as her mother came in behind. "Lissa!" There was pure joy in Annifred's voice, and she'd have the most enormous smile across her face too, Mia knew. Mia punched in the password to take the call. "Dad," she said, "guess what? We've just walked in and Auntie Lissa and Adelaide are here." Her father's image hovered, his frown frozen on the monitor until the transmission resolved itself. "Hello, Mia, is your mother there? I don't want to break up the party, but I'm coming home tomorrow. This one's been cut short. Get your mum, will you, Mia? I'll see you soon." Mia waved her mother over, loitering to try to catch the edge of her parents' conversation. But there was Adelaide, still tiny for 5 years old. She wound around Mia's longer legs, grabbing at her hands. "The pretty birds. Mia, look at Grandpa's pretty birds. Red and Irene, I would have thought of better names, but I've only seen fake birds. Never real ones, have you? Lissa says I'm not allowed to talk about them, but I had to make a picture." And she dragged the taller girl across the room to see her work. "I think they're just the best things for drawing. And look, I made their sky blue. Did you ever see the sky blue, Mia? I don't know how long we're staying. Isn't it exciting? Lisa said there wasn't enough to eat at our place, but then I guess she always said I'd eat her out of house and home." Mia laughed as she cuddled the girl and her drawing. "Maybe it's just a nice surprise for Grandpa," she said, trying to shrug off the shock of the surprise. And it was a great day somehow, with her father coming and Lisa and Adelaide magically, unexpectedly here. The precious pair of parrots chirped and burbled, and here was her grandfather himself joining in on the two girls' embrace.
You've been listening to Ashley Hay reading from her book, The Railway Man's Wife. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.